Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining me today is Bob DiVincenzi, CEO of LaserCard, which trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol LCRD. And LaserCard is a leading provider of secure ID solutions to governments and commercial clients worldwide. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Juan. It's great to be with you.
Great. Now, start by updating us on the progress on the Angola National ID Card Program.
Great, Juan. Well, the Angola program is one of the many identity programs that LaserCard is implementing around the world presently. It's a program that we were actually awarded in our last fiscal year and have begun the process of now implementing that program, which often is an extensive and complicated process where LaserCard works with other business partners in meeting the needs of the government ID program. We have recently announced that we have concluded some equipment shipments in Angola to support the preparatory work of developing the issuance and personalization centers for these secure identification credentials that we are manufacturing for Angola. So we're excited with the program moving ahead, and we're excited to support what is a key identity initiative in Africa.
Great. And I don't know if how much information you have on this right now, because it just kind of happened, but can you talk, your VP of marketing kind of did a presentation in Saudi Arabia regarding anti-counterfeiting. Can you talk a little bit about that? Or?
Sure, Juan, I'm happy to. I'll be happy to address the subject. Anti-counterfeiting or the process more generally of securing the identity of individuals is what is the core competency of LaserCard. It's something that we have been doing effectively in the worldwide market for more than 15 years. And typically, we complete that work in support of various government or institutional institutions that are interested in promoting and maintaining secure and controlled identification initiatives. The presentation that Stephen Price Francis delivered really focused on what the company's capabilities are in supporting a complex credentialing and identity management program like that we support in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia today. It's a fairly exciting prospect for us to work with a government to develop the systems infrastructure, and in particular the credentialing technology that's required to fully certify the identity of the credential holder. There is a great deal of complexity and technology associated with doing that, and LaserCard is very pleased to be a leader in the industry that is bringing those capabilities to the market today.
And before we move on, can you tell us how you're reducing the waiting time for Dimex in Costa Rica? What are some of the implications of that?
Sure, Juan. The Dimex card in Costa Rica is an immigration credential that's issued by the immigration issuing authority in the government of Costa Rica. It's an important government initiative in Costa Rica to assure the identity of individuals who are transiting the borders of Costa Rica, principally for commercial or work interests. The initiative is important to the government, not only to control immigration, but also to put in place the necessary systems to ensure that the individuals who are transiting the border have the right to do so. The speed with which we're implementing the program is influenced by how many issuing locations there are. Obviously, if there's a single issuing location, the time it takes to fully proliferate the credential to hundreds of thousands of carriers is more extended than if the issuing locations can be increased to 30, 40, or 50. So we are currently working to support the Costa Rican government's initiative to implement more issuing locations, which will more rapidly introduce the credential to the holding population. And will also, as an associated benefit for LaserCard, will increase the rate of shipments that we make to the government to support that issuance process.
Sounds good. And your main product is the LaserCard Optical Memory Card. Can you talk a little bit more about some of your products and some of the applications, such as border security, et cetera?
Sure, Juan. I'm happy to. The products of the company are actually quite broad. You're right that we do implement and promote and ship into many of our customer implementations the laser card, optical memory card, which is a particular type of technology embedded upon a credential that actually increases the credential security and counterfeit resistance substantially. But the positioning of the company is more broadly as a solutions company focused on the secure identification market and government identification in particular. We do happen to be vertically integrated in that we manufacture those credentials in our own factories and assist the governments in the specific design of those credentials. And we're also vertically integrated in a memory technology that we can affix to those credentials, which is of our own design, which is the optical memory technology that you referred to. So in the business model, there's a great deal of leverage in not only supporting the implementation of an overall system, but also completing the manufacturing of the credentials and implementing the optical memory technology where prescribed by the application. But the company's product line consists of software products, services, printer and personalization technologies that we modify that are necessary to design and implement and issue the credential. That's the principal value proposition for the company.
Well, thanks for clarifying. And talk a little bit about some of the trends in your market and how well-positioned LaserCard is to capitalize on them.
You know, the trends are actually quite positive and continue to improve, Juan, in this market. You know, the whole issue of securing the identity of individuals is an issue that's become much more prominent around the world. Certainly, it's become more prominent in the last 5 to 7 years as various attempts at identity theft and fraud become more broadly publicized. You know, LaserCard has been participating in this particular market for about a 15-year period, and in that time frame, we've built up a fairly significant pedigree of customers and institutions that we're privileged to serve. As the secure identification issues become more prominent around the world, the opportunities also begin to proliferate, so that today the opportunities that we're working on around the world are some 24 to 36 very significantly sized opportunities, and that pipeline is certainly more strong in this present period than it has been in any previous period for the company. So we're very optimistic about the growth of our overall industry and the growth of LaserCard as an industry participant.
And what differentiates or makes the company unique from other players in your sector?
Yeah, also an excellent question. The capability of LaserCard emanates from the implementation of the credential itself. So, you know, as a company, we've been focused in this industry for an extensive period of time, and we have developed a substantial competency in consulting with, designing, and producing the specific credential that gets carried by the credential holder. So it's a significant legacy skill that we have that we bring prominently to the opportunities that we participate in. As you would expect, and your readers and listeners might expect, implementing a secure identification program at a national level is a many hundreds of millions of dollar prospect for the government, and often is a program that rolls out over a 5 to 10 year period of time. We participate with industry partners in implementing those systems, software companies that might develop the civil registry that holds the records, other companies that manufacture and provide point products that do biometric information capture of cardholders. So we participate in that ecosystem, but our principal value proposition is the design, development, manufacture of the credential and the issuing infrastructure that's associated with that credential in that system.
And yeah, continue talking about the company's growth. Is it primarily organic, or do you look for strategic acquisitions?
Most of our growth over the company's history has been organic. We have made some acquisitions in the past several years ago. oriented towards expanding our global footprint and bringing some core and key technologies in the company that we have since that time leveraged. Our growth, if you look at our growth over the course of the intermediate period, if you were to look at our fiscal 08 performance and compare that to what we expect our fiscal 09 performance to be, we will grow the company by 35 to 38% at the revenue line, and we will also make substantial improvements in the earnings performance of the company. So we have seen growth in our organic business. We expect that we will continue to see that growth as our sales and marketing efforts are successful and as the overall market grows proportionately.
And what objectives has management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
You know, our objectives principally are focused on expanding the penetration and reach into the portions of the global market that are most likely to engage in secure identification initiatives over the coming 3 to 5 year period. So a core initiative for the company is the expansion of its channel to market and its sales and marketing investment in the markets around the world. There are also, of course, investments that we're making in our technology and our solutions capability, which are investments that are really influenced by the engagements that we're having with our customers and what our customers are indicating are evolving requirements for us to satisfy. So we're certainly focused on that as a second core focus. And lastly, we are focused on improving the profitability of the business and making sure that the cost structure of the business is as efficient as it can be, you know, given the current economic realities that all commercial enterprises are facing today.
Great. And once again, this is an interview with Bob DiVincenzi, CEO of LaserCard, trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol LCRD, and currently trading at $266 per share. And before we conclude, Bob, what are some of the key reasons why investors should look to LaserCard as a long-term investment opportunity?
Sure. I think that the fundamental motivation needs to come from a recognition of the opportunity that exists in the secure credentialing industry and in the secure ID industry in general. It's a market that is substantially sized today, certainly greater than a $1 billion market today, and it is a market that is growing as these issues become more clearly recognized by not only the governments that operate around the world, but our society in general. So I think LaserCard as a corporation is a participant in an industry that's experiencing significant growth and is quite exciting. LaserCard as an individual investment, I think, is appropriate for an investor to consider because of our heritage of excellence in serving this market, the fact that we serve some of the most sophisticated and prominent governments today, the United States government, the government of Canada. You yourself mentioned Costa Rica and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We count the government of Italy as a customer and many other customers. The pedigree of the company is substantial. Our ability to prove our technology in the marketplace is as well clear. And for those reasons, I think investors should take notice of LaserCard.
Sounds promising, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And I'd like to thank you for updating us today, Bob.
My pleasure, Juan. Thank you very much.
Thanks.